Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I invite you to join me to delight in life by finding joy right where we are today. I am spilling some news that I haven't been able to talk about quite yet. It has been a really exciting few months with a very long story, and I will tell you all of it in today's episode as best as I can remember it. But I wanted to really just like put the news out for you guys, because the Real Talk crew is my crew. You guys are the best, like truly so encouraged, so inspired always. Y'all are my hype girls. I just love sharing all this fun news and fun life stuff with you. So you're probably going to be the first ones to know. Like, I haven't announced this anywhere. It's going live on the podcast this episode before it goes live anywhere else. And we're pushing everybody here to come and listen just because it's quite a fun story, a true God story. Of his faithfulness, of his mercy, of testimony, of gifts and opportunities and networks and people and like how to steward them all well. And I am so excited to share all the fun things today. You're going to walk away with ideas that you can apply right now, like every episode. There's going to be moments that make you go, oh, yep, that's me too. All from this girl just trying to figure out life right alongside you. Because that's what friends are for, right? So it's time that we cut the fluff, have some real talk, and I spill my secret. So let me just start by saying, back up a few months ago, it's just so interesting, like being in this world, like right, the podcast world, the like faith space online arena. It just can be like cool and weird and tricky and fascinating and different, and it's the wild, wild west, and everyone's trying to figure it out at the same time. But if you are like a gospel driven, kingdom minded girly, like I like to think I am myself, it's been fun to run alongside with other girls that are just trying to get the message of the gospel out there in lots of different, I guess I should say, through lots of different topics and ideas and conversations and stories and whatever. So all that to be said, I'm thinking through this. I'm like, should I tell you the story first or should I tell you the secret first? I think I'm going to tell you the secret first. Okay, let me tell you the secret first and then I'll tell you how the story happened, right? Drum roll, please. I am writing a book with a publishing house named Tyndale. Tyndale is amazing. They've published some of my favorite Bibles. They make beautiful books. I have lots of friends that have published books with them, all the fun things. I will say, number one, I'm super stoked because I can say that I'm writing a book with Tyndale. Their team is amazing. The people that work for them, my editor will be amazing with them. So many exciting things. But number two, I'm super stoked because not only am I writing one book with Tyndale, but I'm writing two books with Tyndale. I will tell you the whole story. But first, I'll say, this is also going to be like a long haul. This is going to be a journey. We're just at the beginning. We're like on the starting line together. And I just wanted to invite you into this journey with me because it's going to be fun. It's going to be thrilling. It's something that you guys have done with me that we'll do together, that is for you, that will be on the shelves for you to buy for yourself and for your friends in summer 2025. Amen. But I'll tell you the story and like how it all happened and all the things. But I just first wanted to share that secret with you because it's just like wild. And then I can also finally spill the secret. This has been like a long time coming where I haven't been able to say much about it because it's, I don't know, there's contracts and there's legals and there's teams and there's people and there's everything that you're trying to get figured out before you're actually able to tell the world that this is what you're doing. So I've been holding these cards close for a while and I can finally share them with you. I am so excited. So that's number one, is that I'm writing a book. And here's how it happened. If you back up again, I have some amazing friends in this community of online girlies that are just doing kingdom-minded things. Other friends that are authors, other friends that are podcasters, other friends that are speakers, and you know, they have small businesses or whatever, just like lots of really cool people. And I feel like since starting the podcast in 2018, a lot of people have said, oh, I just wish that we could bind your words and put them in a book. Or people that have been like, is a book on your radar? Because I feel like a book should be on your radar. But it's not as easy as you'd think just to say, I want to write a book. So therefore you start writing a book. There's a lot of things that you have to do. I mean, like, selling a book is one thing. Writing a book is one thing. Having someone print your book is another thing. So there's a lot of people that self-publish books. It's just like not a route I ever felt called to, which brings me to publishing books. So publishing world is a whole other thing. And I've had this conversation with a lot of my friends that have published books with publishing houses that have been amazing. And it's been cool because I mean, you guys know this by listening to the podcast, but a lot of people that come on this show have published books, which is why they're on their show, because they're agents from their publishing house or they're, you know, people that are helping them with PR will be like, hey, like, let's get you on some podcasts. And Real Talk has been on those lists since the beginning. So we've been able to have incredible conversations with women that have put their words into books. I've just been amazed by the whole process, and it's been something that I've loved to do, but I just didn't know if I had the margin for. And to be quite honest with you, it asks a lot of you, and I've been a little nervous to take that step without having some like miraculous confirmation. So I'm teeing it all up, I promise. So I've had conversations with friends that are like, you should write a book, or people that have been on the show that have become friends that are like, I'm happy to share my contacts with you, yada, yada, yada. We ended up exploring relationships with different agents that basically are like, the best way I know how to explain them is like real estate agents. So like if you're trying to sell your house, then you hire a real estate agent because it's just easier and they know the lingo and know how to do it well. Well, on the book side of the world, there's agents that are literary agents is what they're called. And they basically take you, your ideas, you put together a book proposal, and then you like shove it out there to all these different publishing houses. You hear back yay or nay, blah, blah, blah. So I knew for a fact, I definitely wanted to go the publishing route. Also definitely knew I didn't want to go publishing route without having some kind of representation with a literary agent. So I guess my step number one was find a lit agent. And I had lots of people introduce me to their literary agents, other author friends that were so kind, and I just never really felt a fit. Either like just normal personality, culture, like, you know, it would be, I mean, no hate to the old men, but I was like, I kind of want to work with like a girl, like a girl's girl who can run up my speed, like that kind of person. And to find her was just tricky. And I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, just these cool ways that God shut these doors with these other literary agents through, you know, one of them got COVID and had to reschedule our meeting like three different times and just kind of fizzled. Somebody else like wasn't interested in representing me. I wasn't interested in being represented by somebody. Like it kept falling through the cracks. And I remember having this conversation with Thomas, and he's like, dang, like what's happening with all these literary agents? Maybe now's not the time. I was like, you know, maybe now isn't the time. I will say this is back in like October this year. I said, yeah, you know, maybe now is not the time. I just don't feel peace about it. And I think honestly, I'm going to step away from all of this until there's been a like, you know, a sign, like sun spotlight on me, oh, kind of moment. And I said, I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to reach out. I'm not going to have any more conversations with other literary agents until they reach out to me and say, hi, I want to represent you straight up. And I remember Thomas saying, that could be months or years from now. Like, I know. And then I responded and I said, or it could be tomorrow. And Thomas was like, you know what? Yeah, it could also be tomorrow. Guys, I kid you not, I was sitting in my small group for church, we call home group. And I get a text from Emily, who I don't know if you've been around here long enough to know, she is like my right-hand girl. She is like my soul sister. She just does everything with me. She knows the ins and outs. She's seen my breakdowns. She like hypes me up and encourages me when I just want to quit. She's amazing. She texted me and was like, Rachel, this email in your inbox. And, or maybe I texted her, I can't remember. But nonetheless, I was sitting at home group the next day after having this conversation with Thomas that was like, I think I'm done until God presents himself to me in a miraculous way through an illiterate agent. And I get this email, I actually want to bring it up, from one of my dream literary agents. So I was having conversations with my friends like, oh, thank you so much for introducing me to, you know, your literary agent, blah, blah, blah. But I had these literary agent crushes in my mind, and I got an email from one of my crushes. She said, I'm going to keep all this, like, I don't know. This feels like an online journal for me. So sorry, just humor me in reliving all these details if this annoys you. So sorry, but this is fun for me. I'm going to read this email, honestly, because it's a God story. It's a testimony. Testimonies breed testimonies. They're very contagious. And I just want to share what God had done in my life with my dream, because I believe he can do the same for you too. So I got this email. It said, greetings from Alive Literary, which is one of my literary crushes. It said, dear Rachel, my name is Kathleen, and I'm an agent with Alive Literary. I've been following your socials for a while and have meaning to give your podcast a listen. Also, pause. It's like fun, but also creepy to know there might be people following you at this very moment that are kind of going to be like your make it or break it people. So that's why I'm saying to my friends online that like want to do something similar, be consistent, show up, do your thing, be authentic, be you, be shameless about it, because people are watching. People are watching. Okay. I've been following your socials for a while and been meaning to give your podcast a listen. I finally got a chance to do so today while folding a mountain of laundry. I turned on a conversation with Sissy Goff, pause, also one of my favorite shows. Praise God she listened to Sissy's, thinking it would be sort of in the background. And I found myself crying over my 10-year-old's running shorts. Kathleen, I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind me sharing all this. She quoted something I had said, and then she said, Glory, that's a word. You have an absolute gift for showing how God meets us in our everyday and how we can find God in laughter and in the hard times. I know that that's a hard won truth. I don't know if you've ever thought about publishing and sharing your teaching in print form, but if so, I'd love to talk. My work is all about helping content creators shape their message into a book and connecting them with publishers who can come alongside. Would you be open to a get to know you call? No obligation, just a time to connect and do some dreaming. And I freaked out. I was like, okay, home group canceled. I am pumped. I am excited. I got this email. Praise God. And like, I had some girls in my home group that were cheering me on, like before I had even gotten this email, that kind of knew about this whole process with me. So it was so fun to be able to live in that moment with them in real time. Of course, I got back to her in that very moment. And I was like, sorry if this looks a little too eager and zealous, but I am stoked that you emailed me, asked if basically tomorrow worked. And she said, yes, tomorrow works. So we scheduled a time, we chat, we hung out. She was so kind. She was like, this feels like such a great fit. I was like, it does feel like a great fit. Like, I found you. She's like, I found you. It was just like a fun serendipitous moment. Had that conversation. And then of course there starts this long whole process of you writing a book proposal and all the things. So put together a book proposal. Thankfully, we had just gone through this whole rebrand with the podcast that I had a lot of the things that she was needing from me for the book proposal. So the book proposal process moved a lot more quickly than we anticipated. Did that whole thing. And she tweaked it and all the things. I don't know if you guys remember our New York trip, Thomas and I's New York trip we took just for fun to play. That was also a celebration because at that moment I had just turned in. No. I don't think I had just turned in. I think when we were on our New York trip, she was starting to service my book proposal to different publishing houses, which means you basically send this package to them and it's like, hey, may I introduce you to Rachel Autry? She wants to write X and X and X book or whatever, yada, yada, yada. And then see if they say yes or no. It was kind of a whole a whole thing. There was lots of people that were excited. There was also lots of rejection. So we went through this whole season of trying to figure out who the heck am I if everybody else doesn't understand. And that was really hard, but really telling. And I had an incredible team on my side through it all. So including Emily and Thomas and Kathleen and the podcast world people, like our producers, Kate and Philip, just our network, like everyone kind of, I felt like rallied around behind this whole vision. And lo and behold, Tyndale kind of fell into place. They were like, we love this idea. We love what you are. Let me get to know you. Hopped on a call with a publishing house and we hit it off. And from that moment, I kind of knew I want to run this race with Tyndale. So literally this past weekend that I'm recording this, Thomas and I were in San Francisco. Fun things always happen whenever we're in fun traveling places like New York and San Francisco. I sound really bougie, but I swear I'm not. I'm very much a girl's girl. I'm girl next door. I just like to do fun stuff. We like to travel. So we were in San Francisco this past weekend and we finally got the contract that have all of our terms because we, you know, you got to go back and forth and negotiate, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot to that story too that one day I might share, but finally got the final contract. I signed it. They signed it. I got an email that was like, all parties have signed. So we clinked some champagne and I'm officially able to tell you guys that that's what's going on. So here's what this looks like is for the next few months, I will be writing my manuscript. If you think about me or if I come to mind, I would love your prayer. Because if you've ever heard of like writer's block or spiritual warfare, like all that's so real. And what I've heard from my author friends is like, pray, have a village that is surrounding you because what you're writing about most likely is what the enemy is going to try to pinpoint you and come at you for, because he's like, oh, okay, you think you're an expert trying to publish a book and yada, yada, yada. I'm definitely going to come for you for that area. And it's just been a theme and a pattern I've heard and seen from my friends that have written books. So I ask, if you think of me, if I ever randomly come to mind, please pray for me, please. There's like no shortage of prayer. I covet for your prayers. I'm like shameless and begging for them because there is so much power in prayer. I think there's protection in prayer. There's clarity in prayer. There's provision in prayer. And I'm just asking for any of it that you can think of for me. My book is due in August, this summer. Timeline looks crazy because it won't even hit the shelves until summer 2025 if there's no holdup or another pandemic or something crazy. So yeah, we're in here for the long haul. And then there is a book two, which is really exciting. And I can't really talk a bunch about either one of them quite yet. But I promise you, as soon as you can know, you will know. If you want to know, the best way to be in the loop on all of the things book, or if you're curious about my writing, if you want to read some samples, if you want to maybe even be like a, you know, advanced reader, whatever my publisher will allow me, however involved they will allow you to get, I'm going to let you get close. Okay. If you want to be one of the people that get close with me, I would be so honored. You can do that by texting the word bestie, BESTIE to 55444. It's an easy way to sign up for our text list and our email list. That will get you signed up for all the things. Those are like our insiders. Those are our real hype girls. So if you're not on that, I highly recommend you getting on that. And we'll update those people first about, you know, here's how you can get involved. Here's some fun opportunities for you to be a part of the process with me. I would be so honored. And then this is easy peasy and super free. But guys, they were so impressed. Like all of the publishers are so impressed by this corner of the internet, specifically with the podcast world. Because you guys are, I mean, you show up every week. We have impressive statistics just because of you. And this couldn't truly happen if it weren't for the numbers we have, which means the people sitting behind the headphones, the computers, the phone screens, the car radios that are playing Real Talk. So thank you. So I would say also subscribe to the podcast because there's going to be other fun little announcements that come out here and there. And then my other ask is that you just continue to love on us through 5-star reviews. That's another great way to love the podcast. And here's why. It's because there's like this algorithm in Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you listen to. But I know specifically in Apple Podcasts. If you leave a review, chances are that we will start showing up to more people, like on their discovery feed or their homepage. We start ranking in different like top 100, top 200 of certain categories or whatever. And we have, I don't know, what is it called? Ranked. We've, charts, duh. Thank you. We have topped charts before because of your reviews. So let's freaking do it again. That was fun. It's just a fun way to meet people and to see people and for people to meet us and hear a message and then meet you guys. And it's just a whole fun world on the internet. And I love the internet. And I'm excited to put all the things I've done on the internet for forever and ever into a book form in your hands on a shelf where books are sold. Summer 2025. It means the world to me that you guys are here, that you show up, that you listen. You are a piece of this big puzzle, and I couldn't do it without you. I'm not saying that because I'm supposed to, or it's part of a script. I don't read off a script. I just want you to know I'm so incredibly grateful for you, who you are, and for showing up for me. So, yay. The secret is shared. So much weight lifted off my chest. Thanks for listening to this fun bonus episode, and you are more than welcome to go share the secret with your friend. Okay, see y'all next time. Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.